Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, there's a dentist in Perth, Australia accused of drugging and diddling with his unconscious Tinder and Bumble dates. One woman asked him for his medical degree, and when he didn't provide it, she wigged out and went to the hospital and blamed him. Then the cops tried to get the other women from his Tinder and Bumble profiles to say that he did the same thing to them. Some girls refused to come forward after he came in them, and then the cops tried to create a case after seizing his phone. He finished dental school and was completing med school to become an OMFS, but they kicked him out of med school before he even got a verdict in his case. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Normally cases like this are false allegations, but in this case, the brown-skinned man in question, Farzam Arabi, is behind bars and it looks like he actually did what he was accused of. One thing that's puzzling, though, is that the first woman that claimed he took advantage of her, she contacted him through Bumble first. That's how it works. Why would she connect with him unless she was attracted to him in the first place? Maybe he has the career and looks, but he doesn't actually have the ability to close the cooch deal because he has a weird personality or something. Or because he lied about being a doctor and she resented him for it, so she wanted revenge. But as you mentioned, he's working his way up to a medical license. I think this story is true. I think this guy's guilty. But then again, my track record lately has been pretty bad, considering that I voted for Trudeau in the first election that he was in and thought that Amber Turd was going to win. So I'll stop making judgments now. I just think there was something about this guy that spooked these sluts. Why didn't they just come forward in the beginning like many in these sorts of cases? Technically, they have nothing to fear because they have the police on their side and sometimes even willing to plant evidence for them. But if they come forward, they risk being shamed or even being called stupid sluts. But there is power in numbers, and when women sleep around, they can easily camouflage themselves like zebras in a slut camouflage. If they're all seen as being stupid enough to fall for the scam by a dentist pretending to be a doctor, then they're more willing to reveal their hypergamous stupidity. That's what this is all about. They didn't want people to think that they were dumb gold diggers, and that's why they got roofied. Plus, this sort of behavior hints that this isn't the first and last time they might have actually met a man on Tinder and been with him because of his money. It makes them look cheap going after a man for his money and being all slutty. It would be the equivalent of a man admitting that he was a virgin in court. Would he do it and be embarrassed, or would he just say nothing? Again, calling a woman a slut is like calling a man a virgin. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. The War on the West. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Indian dentists pretending to be doctors to sleep with white women clown world show. If you read the article I put a link in the description to, Farzam, the man in question, says he's innocent and asked to be released from prison. Police allege a teenage girl was assaulted. Here's what one article says, and I quote, during his April 1st court appearance, the court was told that Mr. Marabi and the 19-year-old had contact on Tinder, then chatted via Instagram before agreeing to meet up. He met the other woman, age 22, in person after they interacted on dating site Bumble. Mr. Marabi is alleged to have spiked her drink at the Bobesh Bar in Brookfield Place in St. George's Terrace, causing her to pass out in his car. But she came to and hopped out at a set of traffic lights, then reported her concerns to the traffic guard at Bull Creek train station, the court said. The preliminary toxicology testing of the woman's urine was positive for MDMA and Fulcodine, or an opioid cough suppressant, neither of which she had taken voluntarily, a police prosecutor told the court at the time, unquote. So it could be possible that some other guy bought this woman a drink if they'd met randomly at a bar, but he was the one on a date with her. She might have gone to the bathroom and he slipped it in her drink at that point. She would have no idea what had happened. So it makes sense that they would actually contact other women to see if he was dating them and if he'd done the same thing to them before. They could basically use his dating history against him, which they did. The last I heard of this story in the news was April the 14th, 2022. And after that, nothing. Mr. Anonymous, I appreciate that you think this guy had his life ruined under a false allegation. but there are actually genuine sleazebags out there. But if that's the case, I just don't understand why a man would want to sleep with a woman that's laying there on his bed with her eyes closed and non-moving. He might as well buy a sex doll in that case because he'll get the same amount of interactivity. What worries me the most about this is that the police can now just go through your dating history and question the woman that you were with in the past as character witnesses. And they could actually make up all kinds of stories about what happened in order to get back at you for believing that you were going to date rape some young teenage girl. That your entire history on Tinder and Bumble is being archived somewhere and you're being potentially profiled for the types of women you want to date and are interested in. It's also important to recognize that here you have a situation where a man in his early 30s that's successful with money, cars, and can afford to wine and dine women is going to win the dating game compared to the younger guys. Tinder and Bumble open up women's dating options if they're in their late teens and early 20s to find guys in their early 30s that will give them a good time traveling and eating out at restaurants, plus having the status of doctors or even dentists in this case. I was listening to Tim Pool discuss the very same thing recently. But what I don't understand is that this Australian dentist doctor could clearly get dates. If he did what they say he did, then it's probably just a weird power trip fetish that he has. If he likes his women the way he likes his corpses, then he might as well just roofie the people over at the mortuary and have an orgy with the dead. Besides false allegations, another reason to stay off of Tinder if you're a male average 20 to 25 year old student or entry-level worker is that you won't be able to compete with Rufi Raj, the Indian guy that likes to fondle fake blonde girls while they're passed out in his car. If you're a young guy at that age, remember, your odds of finding a girl your own age are increasingly difficult these days. That's probably why there are so many cubs chasing cougars these days. Besides the odds being stacked against your favor, am I the only one that never wants to go on Tinder again? Mind you, I haven't been on there for almost 3 years to peruse the muff merchandise. But still, now that I know that the cops can gain easy access to which ass you used to tap there, it makes you actually want to tap out forever. I think that's about all I've got to say on this topic. So I'll now move on to something else. If anyone knows what happened to Rufi Raj, then please share the story in the comments below. A while back, I put out my first Sigma video dipping my toes into the content category, and the response from you guys was awesome. The video got a great number of views compared to my regular content. It also got high engagement when it comes to likes and comments. But the most important thing is that many of you resonated with the message. I even had a few guys share their Sigma stories, and that's when I realized that a Sigma channel would take off, especially if I shared personal stories like I have on this channel for many years. In my limited listening to Sigma content, because this channel keeps me super busy, I just hear mostly content that talks at the viewer instead of content that shares viewer stories. That's what made this channel successful in the first place. It's interactive element, and I'll start doing that with the Sigma channel. Also, a week of not being on YouTube for the first time in over 8.5 years was bad, but it wasn't a disaster. My views recovered after only 2 weeks, after I was allowed to start posting content again. Going forward, I'll probably keep both channels going. I think that doing 3 or 4 MGTOW videos each week, and then 3 or 4 Sigma videos each week, would be a good direction to take things in. I don't want to abandon my audience here, but I also want to be monetized someplace else and earn enough money to keep doing this. So it looks like getting a strike might have been a blessing in disguise, because I was worried that not posting every day would kill my channel. Also, that way I won't disappoint my MGTOW audience while building up a new one. Plus, I'm sure that there'll be quite a bit of cross-pollination between the channels, with regards to viewers and subscribers. So what do you guys think? Should I alternate 15 videos on one topic a month and 15 on the other? I've also got the Sandman 2 backup channel, which has about 8,000 subscribers. If you guys want to subscribe to it, I put a link to it in the description. There's no content there now, but that's where the Sigma content that's being scripted as we speak and recorded right now is going to go. It's under Sandman 2 Future Sigma channel in the description. As for Tinder destroying the dating prospects for young men and allowing women to let their hypergamy run wild because they gain access to men outside their existing social groups, it's elevated appearance instead of status as the most important part of picking a date or mate. So of course you're going to see tons of black-pilled incels saying that only looks matter and nothing else, because with Tinder it makes up the most of the initial attraction game. Back when they were dating sites, you actually had to dance like a monkey and entertain women with your messages. They would look at your pictures and combine it with what you said in your message and decide if you were worth going out on a date with. You had to be attractive and witty. But now most of the attraction is just looks-based. So many men are focusing on their looks and not on their intelligence and ability to speak when it comes to the women. Tinder is literally dumbing us down because we spend more time on our shallow appearance instead of making our minds deeper. I don't think the dumbing down the dating market is also a coincidence, especially when you look over the last 20 plus years, how there have actually been television shows promoting the idea that most men are idiots and buffoons. You might remember shows like Everybody Hates Raymond and Tool Time. At least those guys didn't get caught up in false allegations, though. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Rufy Raj was smashing Australian women up their Taj Mahals while they were passed out. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps you off of Tinder because your match history can now be used in a court of law against you one day. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.